La 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 la.
Friends, ten on duty today, Bogota, Afula, Nazarat Elit, Toronto, ten number two, Queens, and ten number three from Petah Tikva. And let's see a clip.
Preparation for the lesson, rare excerpts from the lessons of Kabbalist Rav Baruch Shalom Ashlag with commentaries of his student and successor, Rav Leitman. The question is, in corporeality, we see that first there was the embryo in its mother's womb. It went out from that place and came into another, to the world. In spirituality, there is no place. So what does it mean, birth? There's a rule. What in corporeality is called proximity of place or distance of location of place is about equivalence of form. If you have two forms, you have two places. One form, one place. When the ibu was in the mother, the embryo didn't merit a name. What is an ubao, an embryo? The mother is impregnated. We don't say it comes from the ubao, only that the mother is impregnated. Why? Because the lower one doesn't merit a name yet. Ibu means of yud shosh, thickness, root thickness. There's no will to receive for itself in any way. It's just completely annulled in every way. This is why we learn that it's in its mother's thigh, eat what its mother's eat, what its mother eats, etc. And we learn that after the ibu ends, when he has already nagan chai the nefesh, the upper one gives it of yud. Thickness, called Ovyut of Bchina Aleph, the first degree of Ovyut, at least, when it's got a will to receive and its own authority. When it receives Ovyut of Bchina Aleph, there's disparity of form already, and they're not the same, so it doesn't annul before the upper one. So now it's two places, and this is the birth.
Is what the Rabash said clear? What? Right now, we're inside the Creator, too. Only, we're not in the state of Ibu. We're in disparity of form from Him, due to our corporeal, beastly will to receive. If we annul what we have, we will be in Ibu, like an embryo in his mother's womb. in the very first minimum beginning, a colon so form, if we annul ourselves. And then when we do, then bit by bit, from the Creator, we'll receive a greater Oviut, called Oviut Aleph, which is birth. That then, regarding the upper, we're also always inside the Creator, only this will be called birth. Why? Because that state, compared with the current, so with the previous state, it means that we're already under the control of our kelim, that we have a certain measure of independence, that we can work in equivalence of form with the Creator, controlling ourselves, our kelim. Not only annulling, but also being in equivalence, active equivalence. This means birth. To want to receive from him, not to want to receive from him. Like a baby, wants to eat, doesn't want to eat. Absorbs food from the mother, but the entire system's working in him, in emission and digestion and everything. This is already of his own. Scrutinizes, begins the work of scrutiny of what he receives. Some he can receive, some he can't. The work with the screens. This comes after birth. During the time of Ibu, there are no screens, no nothing, only to annul himself, and that necessitates the upper to do everything for him. Our work now is to annul ourselves. And it's impossible to say that there's a certain time, place, or state for it. But in whatever state a person's in, regardless who, a beginner, a veteran, doesn't regardless who and what, if he annuls himself, he can already be an Ibu. Yesterday we already read a passage called that if a person annuls himself on the smallest degree, the matter of limitation, then he's already in Ibu. So he's already adhered. The main thing is to be adhered to eternity, not to want anything but annulment in the place he is. 13 from the reason for the heaviness. I'm stealing their preparation.
No.
Well, part of the preparation was we wanted you to speak, and we also have a workshop question. The question is, what is an active annulment, and why is it the only way to achieve what is active annulment, and why is it the only way to achieve Ibu? Workshop.
What is active bitul, annulment? It's an annulment in which you prefer everything in the upper to what you have. You're willing to annul yourself before him as long as he makes those changes in you for you to be like him.
Active annulment is to try to love the ten, the group, and do everything that the friends, to help the friends advance in a good way.
When you invest everything in the importance of the friends.
Yep. In other words, it's to prefer connection in the ten to anything else.
To prefer the friend's opinion over everything that is revealed in me, inside of me.
So exciting to begin this week that leads us to the delivery room together seriously with excitement and support in prayer for one another.
Yeah, a person can't do anything on himself, all the more annulment. Only to see how can he serve, how can he care, how can he ask for the friends.
Annulment is always active. It's work on there's none else besides him, on attributing, on accepting the situation. We said yesterday that the only thing that changes is the relation toward the states. It's very, very active.
Yeah, the annulment is the annulment of one's attitude, wanting for the upper to make any necessary change on him. The main thing is to be a part of him.
It's also to expect every thought and action that the reforming light will work.
It's to focus on the friends.
To want the friends to succeed and to see to all their needs, to serve them.
Yeah, and in every situation to add a good mood, whether there is or there isn't, whatever comes our way, to see one's own flaws and to draw a correction upon them and to pack our bags because soon we're leaving.
Right, we have to justify the situations that come, connect them to there's none else besides him, see how he adds in love of friends. It's things that annul ourselves and pull us toward the light.
Active annulment is the desire to dissolve in society, to receive everything, to receive the influence from the environment and to be as active as possible in it.
Active annulment is to keep exerting in connection even when you really are objecting to it, and to pray. That's the annulment.
Yeah, to try and go above reason, like Kabbalists teach us.
Because exerting indifference is the only place we have real resistance, it's the best indication that we're somehow going in the right direction.
Yeah, not much to add after all that's been said. To invest in the friends.
And to check constantly what awakens as a result against it, and your mind and heart, and try to annul it and put it aside and move forward.
Shalom, חברים.
Well, friends, we're reminding you that we're not using phones during the lesson except those on duty who receive personal confirmation, permission. Anyone asking a question should hold the microphone close to his mouth and speak clearly. In the first part of the lesson, we're going to read excerpts from lesson number 2 in the Aravah Congress, excerpt number 10, and we'll continue with silent preparation.